Because I think we've actually sat here and verbally said, okay, let's not include that in the minutes.
I've done okay. That, yeah. Okay, let me go ahead and call it to order then for today's date for the airport committee meeting, and I'll ask for approval of minutes.
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
So we move a second for approval of the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved.
Do you want to hear what Dean had to say on the AIP project?
Yeah.
Okay, the current AIP project is almost complete. I think he still has some similar issues to what he had before, but they're being resolved.
And that's the rotator beacon? And we don't know what issues need to be resolved?
Well, they're minor.
Okay.
Does it say in there what they are? Because I can't remember.
No,
it
doesn't address
specific issues. Also, he has applied for a new AIP project, and that will be for sign bases and markings. That's it.
Okay.
I told you it would be a short meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have questions on those, let me know so I can get them to Gene.
Did he have a comment on the fly LLP?
He did, actually. It's kind of combined with the Seaport issue.
I think it kind of seems like a moot issue at this point.
Sure. He told me that he's almost out of money on the advertising, so that they won't be doing much more advertising, if any, because the budget will be gone. And
well, and so will the planes. So, I mean, it's a moot issue at this point.
I think that there's, everybody or a lot of people are hoping that that doesn't happen, that Seaport doesn't pull out, but
I thought it was a firm decision.
No.
It's not a firm decision. In fact,
they were just given a notice in case they were going to have a required notice.
Yeah, 30 days.
And so they said, well, if you have to require it, we're going to give it to you. And then it's like a 10th comment or whatever.
Yeah.
If they can stay on, they'll stay on.
Oh, okay. So I just understood that they were going.
I think the hope is that they will be able to, once NOAA gets fully operational here, that they'll be able to bump up their numbers and sustain it.
Okay. Well, that would be great, obviously. I think it's a tremendous asset.
But there's no more advertising money to support the service, support advertising.
And we just discussed the status, did we?
Well, it's not here. But I was going to ask maybe get any more further information on it's iffy whether the airline is going to stay, but there still is need of having places for pilots to stay. So as long as they're here, they were offering vouchers. Yeah. And of course, if they're not here, the vouchers aren't too good. But for folks that have homes or rental units or whatever, that they get a voucher for one round trip flight for every pilot stays there 1 week.
I think they
get two pilots and they got two with vouchers.
Is that how it works?
But anyway, voucher per pilot, whatever.
It's 1 week. I mean, it's 1 week equals a round trip ticket. If there's two pilots, I guess it's two. So.
And they're good. Those are just like a ticket. You can use that thing
anytime,
any person. You can sell them, use them, give them away. Bonus things you didn't want them.
And I know that I believe they're still looking for pilot housing.
So the next question also would be that there's indications that you could make some room up in the upper half of the FBO building for a just in case situation where one night something happens or a couple nights. And I was going to see where they are with that.
Well, Gene said, I think, did you read the press release that was issued after Seaport sent the email?
Yes.
Well, he indicated that there was room and that it would be fairly inexpensive to convert some space up there for pilot housing.
I would think that you'd want to, I was going to ask him if you had a list of things or what. It's inexpensive, so I'm going to say do it. Or make it so available that the last thing you'd buy is a bed, maybe. But I'm wondering, you have it done.
There's probably a thin line that we're walking here, because under FAA regulations, you're not allowed to have housing on the airport.
Well, it's not going to be housed.
Oh.
I know, but there is a regulation that prohibits that, and it's unfortunate, too, because I would have loved to put accommodations in the hangar that I had out
there. No kidding.
It was set up for it. But there is a regulation that Maybe
the FBO might be under a different.
If it's in an emergency type scenario, or if it doesn't become a long commonplace, long, you know, a normal thing, but it's probably something we probably ought to have Gene at least address or look into. It might be something that I'm thinking, and I'm digging back a few years here, but it seems to me there was. I remember one night I had a fire alarm go off in my hangar out there, and literally I got calls from the city the next day when the fire department showed up out there, and I met them at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they opened my hangar up, and it was like, there's people living out here, and there was not people living there, but right. My hangar was very nice.
His hangar was beautiful.
So, I mean, it's...
Well, in that, right, maybe a little bit different for FBOs and, you know, as compared to rental on hangars, but... Anyhow, I would just, talking about it and doing that, a to-do list, I would think.
Well, I've made a note to ask Gene to check into whether there are any FAA regulations that would prohibit housing.
Well, right. We wouldn't call it housing. I think you would just call it, overnight rest stations, or not even overnight rest stations. Leave it at that. They're almost less than 8 hours, practically. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You had some questions you want to get into that?
Yeah, last time I think it's imperative that any department head knows how to run their department in case we have employees that are sick, employees that are on vacation. Our FBO is a little peculiar in the fact that we don't have many of the services that an FBO typically has. Hello, Mayor.
Hi.
For example, we don't have pilot training, we don't have scenic flights, we don't have a nice list of pilot supplies, we don't have a commissary, which we used to have. We don't have anything in our FBO that the business plan that Jeff and I and many other people worked, and you know about this. None of that stuff in the business plan is currently at the FBO, other than fueling. Therefore, that makes the revenue from fuel critical. And I can't imagine why a department head doesn't know how to fuel airplanes. It doesn't make sense to me. And I would like a clear indication of why he doesn't know how to serve fuel. And I think that should be a date specific of when he is trained to fuel airplanes. In case somebody's down to fuel for him, in case we have a Learjet, in case we have Coast Guards go down, he needs to service airplanes, at least with fuel. And I can't in good conscience sit on this committee and let that go by. I don't know if he can run the airport in case there's an emergency. If there's a power outage, does he know how to turn on the emergency generator? Does he know how to turn on all the lights? Does he know about the security system? I think it's imperative that he gets properly trained and certified to service airplanes with fuel.
I made that note.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
I was not aware that.
Well, the last time I was here, Mr. Chairman, I asked him about that specific issue, and he wasn't very happy about my question. Okay. I can't imagine you being in charge of the entire Defense Department and emergency services and not knowing how to use ham radio. Or me not knowing how to bake bread.
Right.
It's imperative that he, and the reason being is because that's all we have for revenue at that airport, is fuel.
Okay, Peggy has written that down for
review. I think something you have to also take into consideration is Gene is an employee, and therefore his duties and responsibilities are outlined by either city doctrine, Jim Volberg, whoever. I mean, ultimately he reports to Jen, who ultimately reports to council, and so, I don't know that we can necessarily define duty and responsibility. I think we can suggest to council and to management that maybe there needs to be an evaluation here and maybe address, if there is a shortfall of what responsibilities are, maybe we need to address that.
What are specific job responsibilities?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the job description tells. Do you know?
I have no idea if there's one written.
I think there is a job description.
If there isn't, there better be.
I believe there is a job description for that position.
Well, I think that would probably be the first.
It's part of his job description. I have no idea.
I don't know that.
The bottom. Let's approach it from the correct manner.
Okay,
I agree.
If the job's not being done, why isn't it being done? Well, maybe it's because it's not. He's not being directed to do that.
Well, I would.
So that's the approach to take here.
I would just hate to see an opportunity slip by our hands because that's all we got, Mr. Chairman, to keep this.
Well, if that's not part of the job description, therefore it should be. Therefore, those are good questions that you're asking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let him know that. We'll find out. And then he did say in regard to fuel that he would have a full fiscal year fuel report at next month's meeting because at next month's meeting, the fiscal year will have closed.
Right.
So he should be able to have a full year report.
I would suggest that some of those questions should be directed to Jim as well.
Oh, I'll let Jim know.
Yeah, the city council gets the minutes from the airport committee.
And Jim does too.
And I have one more question. Actually, it's a question to Mark. And it involves the uncertainty of our regional airline.
Seaport, yeah.
In my understanding, one of the most important and valuable resources that Seaport brought to the table was the fact that when they do not offer service any longer, that they were going to offer, or it was in the contract that they were going to provide all their non-proprietary numbers, mm-hmm. proprietary numbers, and data. Are they currently not operating under a contract?
With us, you mean?
Yes.
Well, we have a use agreement for the airport with them. But that's
I understand it. But
they're
not.
They're giving us monthly reports that show ridership.
Okay.
But no financial reports.
Well, that's not proprietary. I'm talking about the ridership and the numbers
that we're getting. Those.
Yeah. We are getting those.
Yeah.
From the time that they started?
Well, we have all the data from when they were subsidized, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, oh no, that's very, very complete. We're getting a lot less information now. Basically, right. What they're doing is giving us, it's very summarized. It's the number of passengers, number of trips.
Where they're going and...
I mean, you can't really tell, you can't glean any detail about particular flights. All you can do is divide the number of passengers and the number of trips. And
which is kind of worthless information.
Well, it gives you ridership. Average ridership, but that's all. But we have very, very detailed information about the 2 years that they flew with us, and we know which flights are best.
Okay.
And we know, and that data is all available to anybody else who might want to come to Newport and take a look at it.
That's my next good segue.
Yeah.
And
what is the consortium and what is the city management doing to prepare open negotiations for possible another? It is critical. It's absolutely vital for this community.
Yeah, that we've had a discussion. Gene's had a discussion with Mead and Hunt, who did this study for us, the preliminary study, and then a study for us not too long ago.
I don't think Mead and Hunt flies airplanes, though.
But what I'm telling you is, if you'll let me finish.
Would you let me finish, please? Where are we finding this money for this?
No money was paid to Mead and Hunt this time. They provided information to us about the other airlines that are currently flying in the same kind of regional operation like Seaport has with small planes and small regional things, and they have four or five similar to the names that came up in the report that we got are the same names of people that have been in consideration in the past. And
is Cape Air one of them, do you know?
No. I think it was Kenmore and...
somebody in Hawaii or something.
There's a couple other ones. Anyway, that Gene has been in contact with some of those folks to find out where they are and what they might or might not consider, and that's where we are.
I have one more question for Gene. Also at the last meeting, I gave him several numbers from the West Coast Fleet Aviation Services. They have two otters, and I want to follow up with the fact that he was supposed to make contact with those folks as well about the possibility of bringing those otters up here to Newport Airport in conjunction with the new NOAA fleet.
Mm-hmm. There are NOAA planes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
They have two otters, and he assured me that he would make contact with them and follow up with that. And I think that's something that really would
make
a lot of sense.
Would help the airport a lot. Yeah.
And if I was an airport director, that would be one massive feather in my cap. And I don't want any of these kind of opportunities to go by the wayside and get shuffled underneath the desk, wherever they may be.
So you're aware of the fact that they're looking to relocate, or you just know that they have them?
I've talked to them personally. And I know they have two outers, and I know that their contract is up, I believe, in November.
And where are they now?
They're down in Van Nuys, maybe Van Nuys, Port Hueneme, California.
Mm-hmm. What are they using for? Is it in conjunction with the Mach-P fleet, or is it?
Mark, I didn't ask him for specific. I didn't know if it was, data research aircraft, transportation of personnel, transportation of technical equipment. I didn't ask that.
Yeah. So you don't know why they're stationed there as opposed to somewhere in the Northwest where the Mach-P fleet used to be?
I don't. I do know that they've researched our airport, and we have all the navigational equipment, all the nav aids they need, that they would like to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our only difficulty would be probably that we don't have a hangar for them yet.
Well, if they were associated with the Mach-P fleet already, I what I don't understand is why they wouldn't have been up in Seattle at Bellingham.
That's government, but I mean,
I know.
Their lease is up. I'm sure things are hurting down there too.
I mean, they have to have a reason for being located where they are.
I didn't ask that. The kid that was in charge, he actually was from Eugene, and he's come over to the coast a lot. He's very familiar. Mm-hmm. I often bring him up and show him around. He says, "I'm very familiar. We've already done research for the airplane."
Okay.
I just think a follow up phone call would be worth its while.
Do you know if these are on gear or on boats?
They have both. These have been retrofitted for both, which I've never even seen. I didn't know otters had both.
Well, you can float in water. Well, you can have amphibious floats.
That must be what it was.
You can take all off and on.
I want to find his number.
You have his number, Mark?
Yeah, I'll have to get it.
And his name?
I hope I went the right file folder. It'll take me a second here. So I think, I think a follow-up call or just a follow-up would be good for that.
And next thing would be to what's this guy's name? Larson?
You mean your other committee member?
Yeah.
Richard Larson?
Richard Larson.
Is he... he's got two jobs, two houses, one in one city and one here. How available is he?
I know they were in the process of relocating to the Rogue Valley. They've got their house here for sale, but I don't know the particulars of it.
He sent me an email yesterday or the day before and said he would not be able to make it today. He was working.
Yeah. So he works here at the hospital.
And it might be the fact that you've
shifted from a new meeting.
Yeah.
And the day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just check with them and see. As soon as they sell their house, they're going to be gone. Is that right?
I understand that they're relocating to the Rogue Valley, I don't know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to sell their house.
Yeah.
If it's in the price point, that's not moving very well. Right?
All price points are not moving right now, right?
Okay, well, Mark is looking. Is there anything else?
Anything else you need for Gene to do before your next meeting?
It might be nice to send Richard an email, maybe from Jim or something, just saying, if you're moving away, mentally and physically, and you're not really here, maybe you ask him to resign so we can get somebody who can participate regularly and put some energy into it.
Is it true that while I was gone, they had a fly-in in Newport?
Was it a helicopter thing?
A helicopter rides thing.
Yeah. The weather did cooperate that day. But
was it promoting on the radio or anything, or just kind of word of mouth?
Oh, Tina brought around flyers to all hotels and that she could. And somebody else. Yeah. It wasn't, I don't think it was ever, I don't know about the
radio. Was it in the paper? I knew about it.
Before the paper?
How or why?
They sent emails out, I think.
What are our terms on this committee? Is it a 3-year term or is it a
life term?
A life term.
I can never get off.
I remember getting an email at one point in time about.
I would have to check that.
There's a list of who's on and how long your terms are.
Yeah. See, and I know, like on the library board, we have a two-term limit on there, and, so, and I've got 9 years there, so I'm going away next year. And I was just wondering.
This is one of the committees that is prescribed by ordinance, unlike many of our committees, and you can find information about the airport committee in the municipal code. But also on the city's website is a list of committee members of all committees, and it may, although I'm not sure, but it may have the terms.
I think it does have the terms on there.
Yeah, because my term's over next year, December 2012.
Okay, I don't have my wrong folder.
Could you just
email it to include three numbers.
Yes.
Or you can email to Peggy and she'll send it to all the airport committee.
Yes, you
have. I know I'm at least on my second go around here, if not more.
I will.
Well, you and I are the senior members here, I'm pretty sure at this point.
I think that's accurate.
You got the. Get an application saying why do you want to be on the committee, what do you offer to the to the city. I think that's why you are approved in.
If we decide
to sell the airport, you're planning on putting your little deal out there. Okay, is there anything else?
Well, besides what you've already brought up, is there anything that you would like to have appear on the next agenda that Gene needs a heads up about? We have some regular agenda items that almost always appear. Like, for example, he will want to update you on the progress of the current AIP project as well as the status of the application for the next one. There may not be any more Fly O&P marketing campaign reviews since there's no money. But he should have more information on the status of scheduled air service, so we can leave those three items on there. And if there's anything else...
Kurt, how would you feel about having several options for the next AIP issuance and us discussing the options instead of instead of just going with what's offered?
Part of that, I'm not sure we have a lot of options here because part of this we're fulfilling part of our 139 application.
I understand.
And I remember talking about the sign cases. Yes. We've been dealing with the sign issues in stages because we've never had enough money to address it right up front. And we need to follow through and finish that. Paint is an ongoing thing, and that was the other piece on this thing was markings. And do you have a particular? Is there something in particular you're liking, Mark? Or
no, I'm just
with AIP that fits within the AIP funds.
Exactly. And I'm not. I don't think any of us know exactly what those. You probably have more of a handle than anybody. But I would just like to. Maybe there's something that's more critical to the infrastructure of the airport and to the growth of the airport, instead of, highway sign facings.
These are FAA driven obligations, and we don't have a lot of choice on those.
So I don't know
that's what we need to keep our 139 certification.
Right. So I don't know how much money we have available for AIP money. I don't know if there's any other grant money available.
$180,000.
Well, I hope the striping's not going to.
Well, the one thing that I don't know is Gene has already applied for this new AIP grant for sign bases and markings, and I don't know if you can change courses in midstream, or if this is something that you're talking about for upcoming
years, planning, future years,
and it would be nice to be involved in that for future discussion. But I know from those two that were listed that one of those is a continuation of what's been an ongoing project. That we really have to spread the money over a period of time. And if you go back and look at the minutes, you'll see that.
And they've been pointed out by the inspections too,
as necessary and required.
Well, if it's an $80,000 project, we've got $180,000. We've got $100,000 to do maybe more AIP. I would just like to see them. I know that those are mandatory. We don't have a choice of those.
Yeah, those are.
But in the future planning, I would like to have an option. Maybe this council or this board determine which is going to be the most effective use of our money for the infrastructure and the growth and development of the airport. It would be a good to kind of discuss.
Does the money come first, or does the money come as a result of a list that's turned in?
Just approved and turned in.
So you don't just get the money and they say do what you want with it.
It comes with many strings.
Yeah.
That's called a wife marriage. That's
You know,
but did you guys receive a copy of the goals, the new goals that the council adopted, 11 to 12 goals, and the airport is included in those?
I saw them on the board in
an email form?
In there.
Yeah. I'll send them to you.
So that should relate directly to the goals.
I believe I got a copy of those because it's listed on the.
I think it's.
They were listed on the board
from the
wall back there.
I'll send them.
We can send them out again.
Yeah, go ahead and send them again. They have me.
Yeah, because it has this year's goals, and then maybe goals from 1 to 5, and then beyond 5 years. So there's some planning involved in those goals.
And there are some ongoing ones, too. Yeah. I don't know if we wrote any for airport other than just regular things that need to happen every day out there.
Well, the most of it was on in the couple of years down the line.
Yeah.
There was still ongoing ones.
And actually, the staff at the airport submitted, out of all the different departments, the airport staff submitted, each person there submitted a fairly extensive list, which the council did review. So there was a lot of input from the staff out there. We didn't get input directly from you guys on the committee, which we tried to do this year. Hopefully next year we'll get that farther into place so that each committee also is participating in the goal writing process too. But we just didn't get that going officially. But we'll do more of that. Some of the committees did participate in goal setting and others did not. But the staff out there had a very extensive list, and they concurred on most everything. Even though they did it individually.
They have a huge sense of ownership down at that airport.
Yeah, they're doing a really great job, I think.
And if you've ever seen them work with visitors and tourists, you'd be very proud.
Yeah.
They represent.
I was out there a couple times when they just really did a great job.
Right.
So, and we've gotten lots of really great emails from folks that have come through the airport in relation to what happened while they were out there.
That's what we'd like to see more of, and hopefully they're buying fuel.
Yeah.
There was one thing I think I brought up. Maybe Gene could look into it again. And he was trying to light up the entrance sign.
Okay, light.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good idea.
Well, or just have an entrance sign. Wouldn't that be above the
secret
sign?
Yes.
The posts are there. The posts are there. The space is there. Yeah. We never got anything up. I mean, I still would advocate for some kind of a real sign.
Real sign, okay. I would too.
So I'll ask Gene if he can be prepared to talk about that next time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Anything else?
Anything else?
I wish fuel wasn't.
Kurt's going to be your chairman next time because I'll be flying back from Heathrow.
Well, good for you.
I should be over South Dakota at 2 o'clock. Seattle at 4.
Looking at the circles.
It's supposed to be not. It's supposed to be. Circles. It's supposed to be direct flight.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you have a good agenda for next meeting. Is there anything else?
I still would like to see.
Actually, Kurt won't be here next time either.
Maybe we need to reschedule the meeting.
I think so, because if Richard cannot make the next meeting, then you won't have a quorum.
Right.
Do you want to skip July?
Want to skip July?
I don't see we have a lot of alternatives. I mean,
or resume another day.
Yeah, it's going to
be August then.
The three of you.
Third Thursday in August.
Third, at 2 o'clock.
We'll see if you can get
I'm
a report
back. Going to be
in
the Outer Bank Islands for that one.
Sooner than that.
Oh, I hate you.
You know it's important.
You should have not have said anything.
Yeah, that was rude.
It was rude. You know.
So did you switch to Thursdays? Are you actually on Thursdays? So it's the 18th of August.
August 18th at 2 p.m.
August 18th. All right.
Yep. Third.
And if we have a resignation from Richard, maybe we'll have a new person then.
Okay, is everyone else available on the 18th, the 3rd?
Of August?
Yeah.
Well, my schedule goes through till tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
so maybe you will.
Depending on who's working for you, who's working and who's not working for you.
Well, the partners have a good point there. Let's say Richard says, hey, look, I understand I'm just scattered. I can't be here and by August. Who knows by then? We've been asking committees to recommend replacements.
Yes.
So,
well, we ask for applications first and then forward the applications to the committee.
Yeah.
And the committee makes a decision, so we wouldn't be able to have a new person, but it might be that on the 18th we might have some candidates for the committee to talk to.
So if you have people Well, if Peggy gets word, she can forward it to you that there's perhaps an opening there.
Yeah. And I would say that, you know, since you had these questions specifically for Gene, there isn't any reason why you shouldn't be able to get some kind of a information sheet from him prior to the August 18th meeting.
Right.
Inquiries that need to be dealt with, so.
Yeah.
So who's going to communicate with Richard? Would that be you, Dim?
What did you just say? Me or you? What did you say?
You're nodding your head, so yes.
Yeah, you were. I noticed that. I said, would you be communicating with Richard Larson about his interest in continuing on the committee? And then let me know, and if he's wishing to bow out, we'll get an ad out there.
Who else is on
we'll
the committee?
We'll just go ahead and ask if he is.
Okay.
I'll send him an email.
Well, what are we limited to?
I don't know. I mean, you may not be limited, but I would need to look in the municipal code.
I would say we should increase it to 7 if we can.
Sometimes it's better because you have more opportunity for a quorum.
Oh, you're not an official.
No,
member.
He's a liaison, and I'm an ex officio.
You know, 2, 3, 4, 5. You only have 5 people.
Yeah.
I think 7.
I think you used to have 7. One
time. I think 7 would be good.
I thought we used to have 7.
Really?
Yes.
I tend to shy away from the larger board.
I'd rather keep it small.
Well, the thing about it is that if you have attendance, you know, attendance issues, we hardly ever have everybody here.
Well, and I'm a horrible candidate because I travel 2 or 3 months out of the year.
Yeah. I mean, so if we had 7 people, you would always have at least 5 or 6 that way.
Right. You'd increase your chances of always having a quorum.
Well, you know, in theory, I bet you. Even though they're not here, they can always have input too. It's not like when I send an email.
We'd like to have input at public meetings.
I think it's actually outlined in the ordinance. I'm thinking it says 5.
I think it does, but I'm not sure.
It could be changed. So
and I know that's a changeable factor. Yeah. I tend to favor the smaller group only because sometimes a larger group can become a little less functional or in terms of decision making. But it'd be always nice to have.
Like a city council.
Flexibility, you know, I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't even thinking.
That's good.
I'm always glad that somebody else is willing to run and do that, to tell you the truth. Because
our meeting only lasted till 10:30. Our extra meeting only lasted until 10:30 the other night.
Now, I'm on page 6 of the minutes already.
That's a good block testimony.
That was.
But it was a very good meeting, actually.
I've heard nothing but positive comments.
It was a really good meeting.
Actually, I heard that it reflects maybe a shift from where things had maybe previously been. The community is receiving that fairly well. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. Who knows? Obviously, I come with a few biases.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in this group you were completely unaware of that.
Well, the only other thing I would say is I really hope that somehow, somewhere, not too distant future, we can get a really active group of volunteers out at the airport and start to put on some events, a couple of events a year or one event a year, to get some stuff going out there. Because
have you been down to barbecues lately?
No.
You need to come down to see all the volunteers at the barbecue.
Well, I know you guys are doing that, but I'm just saying, you know. More of a statewide thing. Even if it's an annual big bash barbecue that we really try to get aviation from outside the city to come there. And I know you have people that fly in for it, and it's getting more and more known. But
we've talked about that at length.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at about between $8,000 to $12,000 to do it effectively, and we're saving our money. We have that same vision.
Yeah.
To get the Fishermen's Wives involved for food, to get a lot of other civic organizations involved.
And you know, with the right, if you have a format and stuff, we still have money available for marketing events, and that grant money can be used for that.
Especially
a startup event. Really? So there's money available. So if you think you need $5,000 or $7,000 to market something like that, you can come to the Destination Newport Committee and the council, and you'll the money will be there. And that's exactly what that money is for. And we very successfully started up several events, including Celtic Festival, the Quilting Festival, the Bejeweled, the poetry thing. There's a bunch of events that have started up and been supported by that. And the reorganizing of the Jazz Festival has revitalized that. So there's money there to help. If there's some organization that comes and says we want to do this, so
could we possibly have a 30-cent reduction per gallon of fuel for those 2 days or one day, so we can sell about 3,000 gallons of fuel?
Well, that's what you want to bring up. I think you'd get a.
You could use your marketing dollars to underwrite that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't any reason why you couldn't do that. You could say part of our marketing campaign is we're going to subsidize the fuel costs, and we're going to subsidize 30 cents a gallon, and that'd be part of that marketing dollars.
Right.
And it just comes from one pot to another at the city, but
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But that does come from.
I mean, it's one way to use the room tax dollars to help.
Yeah.
Tourist promotion.
Above and beyond the way the room tax dollars support the airport already.
I don't think organization. I don't. That would be good to know that there's some seed money there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's just about getting 20, 25 guys together, and
it's not an hard. It's not easy. Not hard to apply for either.
Okay.
It's a very easy form, and
the application is on our website.
And hardly anybody's been turned down.
No.
That's good to know.
It has happened, but it's rare.
I don't know what we had, what we put, what's in the budget for this next year. It's the same amount,
25,000.
So, and we didn't even use, we used only about 2/3 of it this year.
So we roll over to next year?
No.
No.
It just goes into the contingency, room tax contingency.
Okay.
But
well, that's good to know.
And it's up for grabs 60 days before your event.
It's been a lot of talk down there on Saturdays. It's been a lot of talk like, okay, we need to start planning to do something.
Yeah,
bigger for the airport,
and so that you know that base money, that starter money is there.
Okay,
from that fund.
Well, the only thing that they'd like to see is not make it right in the middle of the high season. But weather is noise, the best thing.
It isn't really the only. That's not the only parameter.
No, we can get around. I mean, it's not right.
Yeah.
Especially in this situation.
Well,
you're not actually.
I'll spread the word on Saturdays, and we'll see what kind of interest we get.
Yeah.
That takes.
Yeah. And you guys, do you actually have a pilots association again now with some kind of format? And
yeah.
Are you under some umbrella? Are you under an umbrella?
Oregon Pilots Association.
Okay, so that's an easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be a 501c3 or something.
Yeah, that's already done, established accounts.
Yeah.
It's just
a
matter of getting.
That already has been.
Yeah. That just takes a phenomenal amount of people.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
To plan.
Yeah.
Tremendous amount. You know, for parking planes and moving planes and fueling planes, a tremendous amount. But other airports do it. Matters. This is their third year and it's getting huge. Other airports do it. It's just a matter of getting 20 to 30 people to do it.
Yeah, the thing about it is our community has a huge volunteer base, and people like the Celtic Festival, they just put out the word they needed volunteers, and they got all they
You're
needed.
Right.
You know, and it was people who weren't associated with the plan or anything.
Right.
They just showed up at that day and did their thing and helped.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chamber of Commerce is there to help with that. So I think it'd be a cool thing to, even if it's a year from now.
Well, now's when you need to start planning.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Okay, anything else?
August 18th.
I will send an email.
So Richard, and you'll let me know.
Richard Larson.
Yes.
I will go ahead and fight.